New Millennium Audio presents
That Camden Summer by Laverl Spencer. Camden, Maine, 1916. Roberta Jewett had hoped for fair weather the day she moved her children back to Camden, Maine. Instead, a brew of needly rain and thready fog had followed the Boston boat all the way up the coastline. Poor Lydia had been sick all night. Roberta looked down at her youngest and pushed the disheveled hair back from her face. Lydia had never been a sailor like the other two. "Let me check and see if I can tell where we are." She eased Lydia's head from her lap and pillowed it on a wadded-up coat. "Be right back." No panoramic views here, only minuscule portholes. Roberta made her way to one and found it beaten by planes of rain that streamed astern as if thrown. The glass was fogged. She cleared it with her coat sleeve and peered through. Yes, there was Negro Island Light, almost home. Somewhere out there, the morning shift was heading toward the mill. Others were heading to the lime kilns in Rockport. Some of those men Roberta knew, she supposed, or had known when they were in school. Some of their wives, too. What would they think of her now, returning as a divorced woman? Probably the same thing Mother had. What a disappointment Mother had been, her letters outspoken and bold. "No decent woman sunders a marriage, Roberta. Surely you realize that." "To hell with them all," she thought. "Let them think what they will." Mother would not have come down to the wharf this early. Her lumbago or some other convenient complaint would be keeping her in bed. But Roberta's sister, Grace, would be waiting when the steamer landed.